Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Cast away from you all the crimes you have committed, says the Lord, and make for yourselves a new heart and a new spirit.
Lord, we praise you.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they don't practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All the works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplace, and salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
the prophet Ezekiel invites us to make a new heart and new spirit in us. And we thank the Lord that He comes. He stays with us. The newness is that we follow Him because His life is divine. That means love. That means to love people unconditionally and always the first one to love. And that's the law of all Christians. And this is the new thing. So we have to start on a daily basis. It's important to start again. Although we were perfect yesterday, we might not today. It's important. Many times when you think we're successful, then we might, it's weakened. Always humble, a humble heart. Just like the gospel is teaching. Don't let people call you rabbi or teacher. Because many times we teach, but we do not live. And there's a point this pointing out to us, all of us today. Important is to live yourself. And that's the best teaching. That's the best way to follow our Lord.